Hey y'all, this is Jocelyn, and this is our very first episode of Dear Grown Woman's Podcast. If you haven't checked out our website, please go and check us out at www.deargrowingwoman.com. This is my baby, this is my ministry, this is something that God has given to me that I hope to share with the entire world, just to keep growing. Today, however, God has given me just a quick message to say, level up. God says it's time to level up. We're living in a time now where people's lives are like totally on display with social media and other technologies that just make things so accessible and things so easy to manipulate. And because we live in this time, it's almost like there's a cloud around real life. And after you post your status, after you put a filter over your picture, like the cloud is removed and you're back at real life. And so the time that we spend trying to convince other people that we have leveled up, we could actually be trying and striving to level up in real life. When you do all that you can do in real life, you don't have to worry about somebody finding out your truth. I mean, live the truth, be the truth, level up in every area of your life, in every aspect of your life, with everything that you do. Do it at another level. Don't just settle for mediocre. Don't just settle for doing things the way they've always been done, staying in the box. Make your own area. Make your own lane. There's plenty of work out here for each of us to do. We can all be great. One scripture that does always motivate me is Isaiah 41 and 10, and this is the NIV version. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And this just encourages me to go forward. I don't have anything to be afraid of. I don't have anything to fear. I don't have anything to dread. Like, God has already gone before me. And like, he knows where I'm going. He knows why I'm going. He knows what's going to happen once I get there. And so really, I have no other choice but to just trust. Trust this process. Trust the way things happen. Trust every circumstance, every good thing, every bad thing. Trust that he knows about it and he is going to take care of me, period. So when I level up, I'm not going to fall flat on my face. And that's something that I think a lot of people fear, is falling flat on your face. It's okay. But then there's some people that's like me that you fear that it's going to go well. What will people say if it goes well? What will people, you know, how will they perceive me if things just go well? Level up. It's all good. Like, it really, truly is. No, it's not going to be perfect, but it's all good. If it's all God, it's all good. Simple as that. So let me encourage you, like, for real, level up. Level up in your faith. Level up in your expectations. Yeah. Level up in your excellence. Get to work on time. Turn things in on time. Level up. Like, I am a queen procrastinator, and I'm working on that. I am working on it actively. However, I cannot be a procrastinator my whole life. Like, it's time for me to really, truly level up. It's time for me to get ahead of things. Not so much that it becomes kind of like a micromanaging time, micromanaging my dreams or anything like that, but more likely, more just, you know, leveling up, like being on top of things, taking things seriously, not missing moments when the moments come, not taking opportunities for granted. Just by my slowfulness. So that's something that I am actively working on. So what are you working on? What are you doing to actively level up? You have to participate in this. What are you doing to actually level up? So if you could just join me for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much just for allowing this to be, allowing us a space where we can just be who we are, who you created us to be, and not be afraid. Father, we thank you just for opening our eyes to leveling up, that it's okay to do better. It's okay to know better. It's okay to not stay in the same rut that we've always been in. Father, we just glorify you because you never cease to amaze us. Even when you wake us up every day, it never ceases to amaze us because you are so faithful to us. Even when we are not, you are yet faithful to us, and we appreciate your loving kindness. We appreciate who you are. Now, Lord, give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that we need to level up, to do better in life, to be about your business, to be about excellence in everything that we do. And Father, we just curse now the spirit of procrastination, the spirit of fear. For you have not given us a spirit of procrastination or fear. You've given us a sound mind. You've given us power. You've given us love. And so, Father, we glorify your holy name. We ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And if you haven't checked out the blog, check us out at www.deargrowingwoman.com for updates. Pretty soon we'll have some merchandise, some shirts and some things that you can go and purchase just to help us advance in ministry and to keep moving forward and to keep growing. And no matter what, no matter where you are, no matter who you come into contact with, no matter what you face, growth never stops. God bless.